This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally, toll free at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Party Line. Here we are on a Thursday. Let's thank our sponsors, Viertz Fine Jewelry, Blevins Insurance, Welty Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Simple Time Antiques, Big Deals, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones Advisor, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union. Our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, always made possible by Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Ye Old Spirit Shop, Blackhawk Winery, Probyte Computers, 51 West Event Center, BCS in Michigan Town, Minute Printed, and Albeques in Flora, Indiana. I'm Kevin Keith, back from an idea bank of, gosh, Melissa, I think this was 5 full days I was gone and got back on the 5th day. It seems like it's been 2 weeks since I've been here.
Yeah, definitely.
And I heard Dave Ramsey tried to take over while I was gone.
Pretty much, yeah. He owned the satellite feeds, hopefully we'll get that corrected and we can get AgriTalk back on.
Yes, yes. I got numerous texts and calls while I was in Montgomery, Alabama about that, and not just from the station, from listeners saying, hey, 1 hour of Dave Ramsey is enough.
Yeah, sometimes I think it's a little too much, but that's just me.
All right, well, let's start with the Skywatch weather forecast. I saw your Facebook post this morning, Melissa. Wow, that's a lot of fog where you live.
It's worse.
Is it worse now?
Yeah, it is worse now. If you look at that picture, you can see the flagpole.
Right.
I can just barely make the flagpole out now in my own yard.
Oh, my gosh. You better keep an eye on Willie. He get lost out there.
Yeah, he didn't get very far from the door. So.
Good. All right. Well, I was around the square this morning, and it was thick fog on the square. It was rough. We got a couple one call here in the last half hour. Pioneer went ahead and closed school for today, doing an e-learning day. And also, I got this from you, Clinton Prairie Bus 12. Want everyone to know that's going to be about an hour late in addition to the two-hour delay. So I guess they're having some issues,
yeah.
Too. That's for Prairie.
Yeah, that popped up on the news feed there at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And honestly, I think we'll keep monitoring our schools because right now visibility is less than a quarter of a mile.
I believe that. I certainly would.
Yeah.
Yeah, now they said it's supposed to run through like 9 o'clock, but we'll be lucky if it burns off that quick.
Yeah, it's not even, like I said, it's worse now at 8:30. I don't see it burning off in a half hour.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the dense fog before 10 a.m. is what the National Weather Service is saying right now. Otherwise, cloudy and some sunshine this afternoon. Going to warm up, a high at 82. Showers, thunderstorms late tonight after 11 p.m., partly cloudy otherwise, low 67. Sunny tomorrow, high 86, and breezy. I have a feeling we'll need that breeze tomorrow. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday in the afternoon, partly sunny otherwise, high 85. And Sunday, chance of rain again, high 67. And then sunny skies and a high 67 on Monday, too. I didn't realize it was going to cool off there, Melissa. Wow.
Yeah, it's going to cool off quite a bit. I mean, we're getting down into the 40s for lows. So, you know, back to spring weather.
Yeah, for sure. It's 62 now from your official weather station, WILO. Yes, I have been gone for 3 days. Had a chance to go to Montgomery, Alabama with the International Idea Bank broadcasters. It's about, we're about 100 of us get together and swap ideas and talk about things that work for us. And one thing that's funny, Melissa, is one of the guys who put it on, he told me, he said, you know, I can go back and look at a list of questions we had in 1977 when we started this, and they're not that different from today. You know, it's just the technology has changed. Everybody's always looking for a good salesperson, right?
Right.
And also, you know, what's a money-saving opportunity that you've taken advantage of in the last year that you could share with others? Those are always the first two questions at Idea Bank. So a lot of people ask me why I didn't fly, and full disclosure, Russ Casper offered to fly me, but it was going to be a logistical nightmare yesterday morning trying to get back to Atlanta and fly back and be back in one day. So I just drove it, and as a result, you and Dennis and Ken and Todd and everyone stepped up, and Cindy too, helped out with party line. So thank you very much, Melissa. Sounds like you had fun.
Not a problem.
Yeah,
we had a
chance to listen a couple days. I was an hour ahead of you guys, I think, so I was able to listen a little bit here and there. So I had an excellent trip down and an excellent trip back until I got to Indianapolis yesterday afternoon, Melissa. I made all this progress over the course of a day and a half, and then I stopped. I was getting like 10 feet every 30 minutes with rain and construction on the west side of Indianapolis.
Well, I know timeline-wise, as you and I were keeping in touch, you kind of made it through Louisville before rush hour, so that helped quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that's what I was most nervous about, because I'd never driven through Nashville. I was worried about missing my exit to stay on 65, but I didn't have any trouble with that. And you're going to have your traffic and stuff, but it was, I did pretty good. And the fact is that it's on 65 made it a lot easier, because I just took that all the way, you know. So it's amazing how far 65 really goes.
I love driving down there. It was a great drive down to Mobile.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty too, in southern Kentucky and Tennessee. I had a tremendous opportunity. I think it was Tuesday night. Might have been. No, I think it was Monday night. We went out to eat and they have a little thing they put on for us. It's usually off-site of the hotel. That night we went to the Legacy Museum, which dealt with slavery. And it was really cool. It was one of those powerful things, you know, to... you kind of go through by yourself. They have artifacts and videos and a lot of material that you can read, you know, and it's pretty powerful if you ever get a chance to check it out. Really cool. And or as cool as it can be. And then, Melissa, we leave the Legacy Museum, Russ and Susan and I, and we walk not 200 feet to this area in downtown Montgomery where they used to auction slaves, and right across from that street, that area that's now a fountain there, a water fountain, is where Rosa Parks got on her bus and took her infamous bus ride.
Right.
And right down the street, less than a quarter mile, was where Martin Luther King Jr. used to preach for 2 years when he had a church. So it was a powerful night, and it was very cool if you appreciate history and things like that. So had a nice little time there too. So, and Montgomery's very pretty.
I'm glad
pretty.
You had a chance to experience all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they usually try to give us a little free time to get out and about. So coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. So again, just a big thanks to everyone who helped out. And sorry about the Dave Ramsey thing. I'm going to try to work on that today. I don't know what I can do, because I know you guys tried everything.
Well, you and I have to talk about that, because there's some circumstances that are coming from their feed that are causing the issues, so it's not on our end.
Yeah, I didn't think it was, and after I got here yesterday afternoon about 4:30, I got looking over things, and I didn't think it was that way either, but I was able to clear some faults on the satellite, so I'm hoping that helped a little bit. But the fact of the matter is, we'll know at 11 o'clock if Dave Ramsey tries to pop on. And then at 4 o'clock, we have Consider This, so we wouldn't have Dave Ramsey anyway. So we'll figure it all out. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we will talk with Frankfort Police Chief Scott Shoemaker. As I texted him this morning, and he said he would be in the studio with us. That's coming up in about 17 minutes. Boy, it's amazing. I checked my email while I was there, Melissa, but you miss one day, and it seems like you miss a lot. I came back to a full email yesterday. I didn't get a chance to check because I was on the road most of the day. But one thing I saw Tuesday, I think it was on Facebook, NDOT had shared on Facebook on their page that they found this. It was like nobody knew about it. It was this ancient discovery right here in Frankfort, Indiana. And when they were digging, doing the 28 construction work, and I kind of laughed at it because they were talking about the tunnel between Old Stoney and the Sheriff's Department.
Right, yeah, it used to be the old school.
Right.
And, I mean, that tunnel's been there ever since I can remember.
Yeah, that's the,
and,
that's the point.
I was really surprised that they didn't realize that it was there.
Yeah.
It should have been in the, you know, the underground
plans,
blueprints.
Right? Yeah. Well,
but
I've always wondered about that and how it could be that strong, you know.
Yeah, well, it was on the news this morning.
Oh, really?
On all the major networks here in Indiana, because it looked like they possibly damaged it.
I don't know about that. I haven't heard that yet. But once you put some, I kind of laughed at it. I did the laugh emoji because it was funny. They were, it was just funny. They shared it to their pages, and they were acting like they thought nobody knew about this, like it was this long lost artifact or something. So it made them kind of look goofy.
No kidding.
And so then the mayor got on there and tried to clear it up a little bit. I noticed that Jerry Leonard with Classic Frankfort Facebook page posted a picture this morning and put in orange what would be going away and in yellow what they're saving. I think they're saving each end of it, Melissa, and they're going to fill in the middle.
I would imagine they're going to have to do something because with all the sewer system, water system, everything running along through there, that has to be replaced. I don't see how they can save the actual tunnel.
Yeah, yeah. And they don't need to. I mean, this is part of progress. It's not been used for a while. I think it was used for some storage recently. But it was just funny that NDOT was trying to sell this on Facebook as some long-lost artifact. And now there's this big blow-up. People coming in and saying, you know, why did they not have that in the plans and make plans to preserve that? And this is progress. I love to preserve old buildings and stuff, but it's not always feasible.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it served its purpose back in the day when it was connected both buildings for the schools, for students to go back and forth.
Yes.
And it was actually used also for a storm shelter. So, like, when we had tornado warnings and everything, that's where the kids went.
Sure, absolutely. Well, they also posted this morning, NDOT did on Facebook, that they are working on both ends of 28 to try to make up a little time. So, hopefully that's going well. That remains to be seen, though. So
yeah, no kidding.
Last Friday night, that was the night I was talking about, Melissa, that I had to I had a remote at the library, and I had a blast. We had such a good time down there with a walk in our parks, and I met some cool artists and had a chance to talk to them and photographers, and it was really, really neat. I had a good time there. So that went 2 hours and really fast because time flies when you're having fun, right? We just had a good time. Mike Downey and I did. So then I got home, and of course that was packing night for me, and just trying to get everything taken care of in preparation to leave Saturday. And Shell and I did go to Prairie Creek Park for a few minutes for the summer concert series. And 80s night, and the big 80s band was there with Jambox, and they were pretty good. More importantly, though, Melissa, I don't know if you saw on Facebook or not, there was a tremendous turnout.
Yeah, Don and I talked about that. He went, he and his wife went down
Bub.
And enjoyed the concert as well.
Yeah, I was a little surprised that we had quite that great of a turnout, because it was great. It wasn't just good. And Rodney Mounts with CNR Catering was there. I bought a brat from him and had that. And Shell was nice enough to picture me getting ready to eat that brat. So thank you, Shell. It made me look a little chunky. But I'm hoping that this was just a good positive way to kick off 2022 and the Prairie Creek Park. They've got a lot more going on, including this Friday night. Let's see, 20th, it's Saturday night, is Dwayne Spa and the Indy Annies. So they'll take a couple weeks off there, and then Cody Eichard and Cook and Bell on Saturday, June 11th. Jason Wells on June 18th, so be ready for that. All right. Had a good time there.
Yeah, I think that'll be great.
Mm-hmm. So while I was gone, I got an email from the Red Barn Summer Theater, and they are getting ready to kick off. They're having a summer kickoff on Saturday, June 4th with Blackhawk Winery and Heather's Flowers. It's a free event in the barn picnic area with free wine tasting, snacks, and some live music. And they're going to open the box office that night, so if anyone wants to purchase tickets, they can do so. They're going to have some natural food products for sale. The event will take place in the picnic area between 3 and 6. If you need more information, call 765-659-1657. Red Barn has been around for 54 years, and this is pretty exciting. So
yeah,
we'll wait and
so.
See. They've got May 17th, 2021 here on this email, so I think they were just that's not last year's, so I'm going to go with that. But we're trying to get some. We've had a lot of people ask us if we will have these on big deals. And the answer is, we are certainly trying. So we're going to get in touch with the right folks and see what we can't do. But make plans now. Red Barn Summer Theater, good to have that back. So I went out there a couple of years ago and did Party Line one morning, Melissa. And I was really impressed. I'd never been out there.
Yeah, it's a great little theater company. And it's just fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun to go out there.
Well, I'm hoping that I'll have a chance to do that some this summer. But I know they really they can sell out quick, and a lot of people haven't had the chance to get out the last couple of years. So people are out and about for sure. So somebody texted me and said, I said Friday night originally. It is Saturday night at Prairie Creek Park with the Indy Annies. I think I corrected myself, but in case I didn't. And Rodney's going to be there again, too. So I also wanted to remind folks, if you live in the Clinton Prairie area, this Sunday is a new beginning for Clinton Prairie football. It's their first annual spring football cookout player call-out youth registration. All parents and interested players, grades K through 12, are invited to attend. It's also open to anyone in the Clinton Prairie community. Don't have to have kids or grandkids. It's going to be starting at 4 o'clock, and it's going to be this Sunday at the Clinton Prairie football field. And basically, 4 to 6, they're going to do a youth football sign-up. And what they're trying to do, Melissa, is build a feeder program that has these kids ready to play football in elementary and junior high, so they're ready to go in high school.
Right, yeah. I know a couple of the other schools in the area already have a program similar to that, so it's kind of great to see Clinton Prairie establish theirs.
Kurt Slicker is the new head football coach out there, and one of the assistants, and one of the people on the main board is Scott Haynes with Bailey Trucking. They've kind of put this together. Jamie Blacker is helping out a little bit too. He's the one that told me about it. We talked about it a couple weeks ago on Inside the Huddle, but they're going to make a full night of it. So they're going to have dinner, snacks, water. And they're going to grill out, so you can come and get some supper. This is all Sunday evening. starts at 4 o'clock. Going to have a coach's introduction with the head coach vision for the program, summer information on camps and workouts, fall season information for practice dates, player safety and Guardian Caps purchase, fundraising wish list. They're going to create a Clinton Prairie Football Parents Club, and then cheerleading for youth, second, third, fourth, and fifth graders. And the sixth grade is going to play with the seventh and eighth grade this fall. And they're going to talk more about that at the 6 o'clock meeting. And between 6 and 7, they will be registering people and sizing the kids up, too, for getting their sizes so they can get the right pads and all their stuff. So youth registration forms are available at the Clinton Prairie Athletics website, if you'd like to check that out. Or call us here at the radio station if you need more information on that. We can certainly point you in the right direction. Also, today is the coffee and conversation with Mayor Sheets and Board of Public Works. I'm sure Jason Forsythe will be there if he can with the street department. I'm sure Police Chief Scott Shoemaker will be there. So we'll see who shows up this afternoon, 1 to 3 at Gym City Junction.
Yeah, I know Don said he was planning on being there.
Oh, good. Well, Don Don kind of gets he gets both sides of things in the city and the department he's in, the good and the bad.
Yeah,
with code enforcement, you know. You got to have some
thick skin. we had some talks about that and some of the things that he was have to deal with. So.
I bet.
It was kind of interesting.
Takes a special person to be able to handle that for sure.
Yeah, definitely. We want to remind people, too, that Healthy Communities of Clinton County Coalition, they're having their Mental Health Awareness 5K Run and Walk, Stepping on Stigmas, coming up this Saturday at 10 a.m. registration. But prior to that, but as Laura told us when she was on this week, mm-hmm. that they're going to have all kinds of activities out there for the families. Mm-hmm. So it's not just come out and run or walk and be done.
Right.
They're going to have a lot of things going on throughout the morning and into the afternoon. So definitely want to go out there and check that out.
Yes, that'll be very cool. She had brought that up a couple weeks ago when we last had her on, and I heard you guys had talked to her this week. And one of our boys who really enjoyed running started out in cross country and then did track here at the end of the season, Ramsey's. He did really well in track. He started hurdling like me for no reason. I did in high school, and for no reason. He knew I did hurdles, but he came home and told me that he chose hurdles, and the coach let him do that. So he had a great time and a very successful track season, got a lot of first and second place finishes, and he's a little short guy, so he catches them between hurdles, Melissa. He's real quick. He doesn't have the long legs, but he's got the quickness to keep up with them. So he loved running so much. They had the Bronco Invitational last weekend at Jeff, and I think they had a conference thing Monday or Tuesday night, but he wanted to do the 5K run and walk at the Step on Stigma, so we signed him up for that for this Saturday, so he's going to do that. Little 13-year-old.
Congratulations, and kudos to him for taking that on.
Yeah, and he said, now, Kevin, this is for a good cause, right? And I said, absolutely. Why do you ask? He said, well, if somebody's going to get my time, I want it to be for a good cause. I said, okay, good for you.
Yeah, no kidding.
So I explained a little bit to him how we work with Healthy Communities and how they help a lot of families in our community. So he felt better about it afterwards, too. So
that's good. I'm glad.
So we'll have the annual Optimus Fishing Derby is going to be back on Indiana Free Fishing Day, Saturday, June 4th. 9 a.m. is when they start. They'll have awards at 12 noon. And they're going to have awards for the biggest fish caught in different categories. And they'll have a free event, of course, with a light lunch served after the awards. So a lot of people helping them out. Frankfort Lions Club, local Boy Scouts, Frankfort Unified Neighborhoods, the Crossing Junior Optimist Club, the Frankfort Optimist Club, the Born to Shine Optimist Club. I think they had to take 1 or 2 years off for COVID on this. And I know a lot of people excited about this because they don't get a chance always to go fishing. They've got free fish day, and you got people out there who are able to keep an eye on everything at the lagoons. So that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, back in the day, I used to go out and help with that event, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to watch the kids when they catch a fish, especially a lot of them with for the first time.
Yeah, yeah. I remember 2 or 3 years ago, I saw the Facebook photos later in the day, and it was pretty cool because, like you said, for a lot of these kids, throwing a pole in the water and pulling something out that's live is quite a big deal for them if it's their first one, you know. It's still a big deal for me if I catch a fish. I get excited still. Well,
yeah, especially for me. When I go out there, it seems like I always catch turtles.
Yeah, a lot of turtles out there. I like to see them sunbathing. They always come up on the sticks, the old wood and rocks.
Yeah, they like to get up there in sun.
They like their sun, for sure. Just a reminder, Clinton Prairie Bus 12 going to be about an hour late in addition to the two-hour delay. And if you're in the Pioneer area and go to school and can hear us here on YLO, it's an e-learning day. And it is going to warm up today with a high up to 82. But the fog is going to stick with us for a few more minutes. We're going to take a break, and we will come right back. Scott Shoemaker with Frankfort Police Department coming up next on YLO's Party Line.